A private delegation of U.S. citizens, just back from a visit to North Korea, is briefing government agencies on what they saw and heard. Their trip included a visit to North Korea's main nuclear facility. They were the first foreigners to visit the site since North Korea expelled international weapons inspectors just over a year ago. Charles Pritchard, a former State Department negotiator with North Korea, was on the trip and today shared some of his observations with the public. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Last week's North Korea trip by five Americans was billed as a private endeavor, but it's attracted considerable attention because it offered the possibility to assess North Korea's claims that it's made rapid progress in expanding its nuclear weapons program since Pyongyang abandoned its nonproliferation agreements in late 2002. Charles Pritchard told an audience at the Brookings Institution that on the visit to Yongbyon, his delegation saw a nuclear reactor, a facility for reprocessing spent fuel, and a pond where international weapons inspectors had been safeguarding some 8,000 spent fuel rods until they were expelled.
The spent fuel storage pond was empty. The pond contained no spent fuel rods, and the North Koreans told us they had moved them out for reprocessing in the reprocessing facility.
The United States previously had evidence that North Korea had been reprocessing the rods to produce weapons-grade plutonium, but could not ascertain how much progress had been made. Charles Pritchard refused to go into details about the nuclear issue, saying that the nuclear scientist in his delegation, Siegfried Hecker, would address the matter on Tuesday when he testifies before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Pritchard did note that the reprocessing facility was silent, which might support North Korea's claim that it has finished reprocessing all of the fuel rods, which analysts say might produce enough plutonium for 5 or 6 nuclear weapons. Pritchard had been to North Korea before last week's visit. He says he noticed striking differences in the quality of life in the capital since his last trip.
You go from a point where there was almost no vehicular traffic some few years ago to seeing a great number of vehicles on the street, to the point where the traffic cops actually had something to do.
Pritchard says he also noticed more lights on in the capital of North Korea, which recently embarked on cautious reforms aimed at decentralizing some areas of its economy. Charles Pritchard says that while in Pyongyang, his team talked for hours with a senior government official, whom Pritchard knows from his days at the State Department. Based on those conversations, Pritchard says he believes that North Korea would be willing to give up its nuclear program in return for normal relations with the United States. But Pritchard says that if the current effort at dialogue fails, North Korea undoubtedly would continue its pursuit of a nuclear arsenal. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.